From London, we present Overland Patrol, a series of stories set in the vast Australian outback, featuring Sergeant Adam Strang of the Northern Territory Police. Episode 26, Bird of Passage.
What time is it, Adam?
It's just on 12.
Oh, high noon, eh? We seem to have been going through this desert for hours.
Yes, I admit the gridiron's pretty big and desolate.
Gridiron, yeah, it's a good name for it. You can almost feel the heat battering at the windscreen. A stony plain, flat as a pancake on a griddle. And a red-hot one at that.
See the blue haze on the horizon to the west?
Mountains.
What the locals call the humpies. Hello.
What's up?
We haven't got the gridiron track to ourselves. Look up ahead. Close to that patch of stunted trees, you see them?
Two people, but they're on foot.
A man and a woman, wheeling a bicycle between them.
Piled up with blankets and pots and pans. Now I've seen everything.
Waltzing Matilda on wheels. Jolly Swagman modern style. We'll at least pass the time of day with them.
Hey, they're scarpering. They've dropped the bike and run for cover.
Guilty consciences, perhaps. Or maybe they're just shy. Anyway, let's take a look.
Right.
Hey there!
Maybe they think those trees are hiding them.
The lady's coming out from cover. Hello there.
Hello.
Well, come along with. We're not going to hurt you.
You scared us.
We didn't mean to do that.
When you're not thinking of cars, when you haven't seen a car for a week, it scares you when one comes booming up from behind.
I don't wonder. I'm Sergeant Strang of Malabar Plains.
The police. I know.
And who are you?
I'm Letty Johns.
And the old chap peeping at us through the trees. Who's he?
My husband, of course. Johnny Johns. Johnny's getting too old for the track. He's a lot older than me, you know, Sergeant.
The gridiron's a wicked track, even for a young man on a strong horse. Mrs. Johns, we'd better give you a lift as far as Malabar Plains.
A lift? Oh, but, Sergeant, we don't need a lift. We take our time, but we get there. You know, we walked once from the Peru in Queensland right across to the coast at Geraldton.
Mrs. Johns, I do think you should come along with us. It's a murderous dry stage from here to Shannon Wells, and that's a clear 100 miles on.
I don't know, really. Johnny! The police troopers want to give us a lift.
No lifts, thank you.
They want to help us.
No help, thank you.
All right, oh, Johnny. Johnny says no help, thank you.
We heard him. Well, I can't force you, Mrs. Johns. But how are you off for water? That canvas water bag over there...
It's more than half full. We're very careful, Sergeant. We're not new chums, you know.
Mike, fill up their water bag from our reserve supply, will you?
Right.
And there's still some meat left on that side of beef in our tucker box.
Okay, I'll dig it up.
Oh, this is real kind of you, Sergeant. I must say fresh meat will make a nice change from the salt beef we've been living on. Johnny! They're giving us some of the tucker.
Not even that brings him out from cover. Your husband's a shy man, Mrs. Johns.
Yeah. He doesn't like people much. To tell you the truth, he's a wee bit, I wouldn't say touched. But for 40 years before I married him, he humped his swag alone over the backcountry tracks. And you know, Sergeant, funny things happen to a man on his own when there's nothing between him and God but the staring eye of the sun.
Yeah, the water bag's filled, and put the meat in your tucker bag.
Oh, thank you very much, Trooper. So now we can get on our way. Come along, Johnny. Come along now. It's time we were taking the track. We've miles to go, Johnny, before the sun goes down.
In you get. Into the yards, you plurry, pampered police horses.
Lightning!
Eh? Oh, good day, little missus. Wait till I put this fella slip rail up. Oh, there that fella again.
What fella?
Look it. Coming through trees. Hmm? He's camped down by the creek, and I reckon that fella been mad as a meat axe.
What's he doing?
Oh, dunno, little missus. He's been walking around in little fella circles, holding fencing wire in his hands.
Oh, no, it can't be.
Oh, what you make of him, eh, little missus?
Go back to your quarters, Lightning.
Eh?
I said, Lightning, you've yarded the horse. You can knock off now.
Oh, good day, little missus. I reckon this fella go and have a lie down till the blurry heat goes off. Oh, gory.
Hello there.
Hello.
I knew I was right. At least my fencing wire was. An excellent substitute for the time-honored hazel twig the dowsers use to detect underground water. It never fails.
Tasman Blackett. It is Tasman Blackett, isn't it?
I'm glad you recognize me, Marty. You know, I had a feeling that there was a tributary to that creek of yours, a watercourse deep down. And I got a reaction from my wire almost at once.
Tasman...
Do you know, Marty, if you sank a well right here, at this spot, you'd find water. Admittedly, you may have to dig as deep as 40 feet, but...
Tasman Blackett, will you tell me what you're doing here?
Oh, didn't I tell you, Marty? I was making through to the Humboldt country, beyond the gridiron. I was looking at my map, I saw your police post, and... Well, I decided to look you up. It's sort of a surprise visit.
Well, you've surprised me.
Been a long time, hasn't it?
4 years, and I care to add up.
That time in Adelaide when you were staying with the Olivers...
I don't want to talk about it.
I just wanted to explain. I had to leave in rather a hurry.
Had to? Or wanted to? Anyway, it's ancient history now, and I've no time to discuss it.
Marty,
I'm busy. I've things to see to at the house.
Marty, please listen a moment.
Don't call me Tasman. I don't like being poured. Perhaps you've forgotten that.
I haven't forgotten anything.
I'm sorry about that. You see, I have. I couldn't afford to go on remembering a chance encounter with a bird of passage like you.
Well, for me, it was a very happy encounter. I was grateful for it. And always will be.
What a great talker you are, Tasman Blackett. At least you haven't changed in that.
Oh, I don't think I've altered much. A bit older, of course. But
and shabbier. And you were always so finicky. Just look at those clothes.
I've had a few reverses, Marty. But things are going to be different from now on. Marty, I'm making a most remarkable journey. I'm following in the steps of Robertson, the explorer, the man who set out to prove a great Australian legend and find Lassiter's lost reef of gold.
Gold?
Yeah.
Oh, Tasman, of course it had to be that. You've chased every other kind of rainbow, haven't you? You're going to be a teacher and then a writer. Oh, such a great writer. And after that, what was it to be after that, Tasman? A shabby, middle-aged, dusty failure? You're making a career of that, too.
You're right. You always were. I should have listened to you, Marty, but I didn't. I'm sorry I came back and upset you.
I'm not upset. It was just that I believed in you too much. Now you better go.
Yeah. But, Marty, it's true, you know, what I said.
What's true?
There is subterranean water under here.
Subterranean... Tasman.
It's a scientific fact. There are some people who act as conductors. They register the presence of hidden water. And minerals, too. Like gold. I've experimented. Now I'm ready to prove it. And make everything worthwhile.
I'm sure you will, Tasman. You'll find your crock of gold one day. Now, why don't you get your things and move up to the police post?
You mean you're asking me to stay?
I couldn't let you go off into the never-never looking like a tramp. Just look at your shirt. It needs mending. And I have a feeling you haven't had a decent home-cooked meal for months. A good night's sleep at Malabar Plains will set you up for your expedition, Tasman. So go along now and get your gear. Dinner will be ready in about an hour.
Marty.
In the kitchen, Adam.
I've been looking for my pipe. How's the coffee coming along?
It's ready. Perhaps you'd like to carry out the tray for me.
With pleasure.
Well, why don't you get on with it?
I was just wondering.
What about?
This Tasman Blackett.
Oh? What about him?
It's funny that you've never spoken of him.
But Adam, I must have. Lots of times.
I'll swear I never heard of the man until today.
But he was an old friend of the Olivers. And you remember how close I was to them when I was down in Adelaide. It's ages and ages ago.
Marty, are you hiding something?
Certainly not. Why should I? Anyway, stop playing big brother.
Okay.
He's just a very old friend who's come out of the blue, and I'm glad to see him. Apart from anything else, he's intelligent and well-read.
And very well pleased with himself.
Well, at least he makes a nice change from some of the Territorians who come this way.
Anyway, Marty, dear, Tasman Blackett's an old friend of yours, and that's all that really matters. Quite honestly, I like him. It's refreshing to find a man who still believes in the legend of Lassiter's lost gold.
Oh, well...
And is prepared to risk his neck crossing the gridiron to prove it. Mind you, as far as I'm concerned, a little of Tasman would go a long way, but being just a plain, unlettered old Territorian, I may be prejudiced.
Oh, you... Adam Strang, are you going to carry out this tray, or must I do it myself?
I'd do anything in the world for you, Marty. Except stand by and let you bark your shins.
And just what's that supposed to mean?
You work it out for yourself, little sister. Now then, coffee for our guest. Your friend Tasman will need an early night if he has to take off for the gridiron track tomorrow. Let's join him, Marty, shall we?
Good morning.
Good morning. I'm Tasman Blackett.
Oh, yes?
I parked my truck down there. According to my map, this must be Kandahar Homestead.
It was. You can see what a ruin it is now. The sand's drifted everywhere. Nobody lives here anymore.
Then what are you doing here, Mrs....
Johns. Lethe Johns. My husband and me were walking through the gridiron when he took sick. We came here to get what shelter we could.
And how is he now, your husband?
Very weak. He's laying inside there in the shade. I'm certainly glad you came by, Mr. Blackett.
Tasman's good enough. And it wasn't just chance. I saw the homestead from on top of the Humpies. I was following Robertson's old tracks through to the Humboldt country. I had a bit of an accident. I punctured my water tank and it all ran out.
That's a terrible thing to happen, Tasman, on a dry stage.
Nothing could be drier than that blasted bald mountain. At least there are water tanks here.
Yes, there are tanks.
I noticed them as I drove in. I've my canvas water bag here, getting pretty low, I'm afraid. So I'll just fill up and...
You mean you're nearly out of water?
Yes, but we'll soon put that right, won't we?
Tasman, you can't use the station tanks.
But there's water in them, I saw it.
It's polluted.
Oh, no.
There must be something dead in the old tanks. The water's poisoned. Johnny and me, we drank some when we first got here, and it made us terribly sick.
I see. Well, that's that, isn't it? Letty, how much water have you got in the bag hanging up there?
A little. I'll just unhook it. There now. It isn't very heavy, is it?
Let me see. Very low.
Yeah.
And in this blistering heat, you... Letty, is your husband well enough to travel?
Oh, dear me, he's very bad, Tasman, very weak. He couldn't walk more than a step or two.
Walk? We wouldn't have a hope of getting to the gridiron track on foot. Letty, we'll pool what water we have and take off in my truck.
If you think so, Tasman.
Once we get to the track and keep heading east, we've a chance of making it. I have enough petrol for at least 200 miles.
Well, there's a cattle station to the east. Johnny said it's called Shannon Wells.
Yes, it's on my map. If only I can reach it on my short-range radio, we can... At all events, we have to keep going.
Yes, Tasman, I can see that. But I'm terribly worried about my Johnny. I doubt if he should travel. Look, you leave us all the water you can spare and go on.
And leave you here? I wouldn't do that.
You can get help from Shannon Wells and come back.
No, I'm not leaving you, and that's final. Now take me to your husband. I'll see what I can do for him. Then we'll take off for the gridiron track. It's all we can do now, Liddy.
Talk about the case of the vanishing swagman.
Oh.
Hey, Lightning, keep a lookout. Johnny and Liddy Johns are a shy pair. They might be hiding alongside the track as they did last time.
Okay, Mr. Monk. I'll watch out to Mozart.
Poor old couple. You know, they've been on Adam's mind ever since we came up with them on the gridiron track. I suppose they've been on my mind, too.
Whoa!
Hey, what's up?
Just ahead. Looks like a bit of sidetrack forking off.
Sidetrack, eh? Ah, from here it looks pretty grown over. Can't have been used for years.
I reckon this must be the old track to Kandahar.
Kandahar? Yeah, you might as well take a look, Lightning.
Okay.
Hey, while you're out there, unhitch the water bag. This blasted gridiron has a special droughty heat of its own, and I'm parched.
Hey!
You spotted something?
Yeah.
Well? Well?
I find them tire marks in the sand, Mr. Mark. Pickaninny tires. All up for the bicycle.
Bicycle tires? You mean on the Kandahar sidetrack?
Yeah, bet. Them swagmen with pushbike. That's where they went, Mr. Mock, and no tracks show coming back.
Right. In you get.
Okay, Mr. Mock, but how about the water bag?
No time for that now.
Come on!
Tasman, do you want me to take a turn with the shovel?
No, I can manage.
The sun's that fierce. Oh, poor Johnny. He always stared at the sun. Now it can't burn him anymore.
That's the best I can do, Letty. At least the body's covered.
It was nice of you to say that bit of a prayer, Tasman. Thank you.
There's nothing.
You look worn out. Come in the shade. You could lay under the truck for a while. Have a spell.
The truck. The rotten truck. An airlock did it. An airlock and the petrol feed. The damn heat. That's what made us break down.
It'll start again, never fear.
If it hadn't conked out, we might have been on the gridiron track by now. Might have raised help.
Nothing could have helped poor Johnny. You did your best, Tasman, with that little radio and everything.
I'll have another shot at raising Shannon Wells, but if I can't get through, then... Letty, you know we'll have to wait till the sun goes down. Till the engine's cooled right down.
Yes, Tasman. You told me.
And we gave Johnny most of the water when we tried to bring him round. We're pretty close to it, Letty. You know that?
I know, Tasman. I'm not frightened.
I wish I wasn't. You know, Letty, there are times when a man feels as helpless as an ant in a crater of the moon. All my knowledge, everything I've learned, that's pointless in a spot like this. Pointless and... Just a minute. Letty, just a minute.
Tasman, come out of the sun.
I've done it before, why not now? A length of wire, that's all I need. About 6 inches of stout wire.
Tasman!
There must be a piece somewhere. Ah, got it. My dousing wire. In my hands, a touchdown. Scientific black magic. Now watch me, Letty. Watch me course this barren plain and find water. Just give me time, Letty. Time is all I need.
Oh, Mr. Mark, this blurry track no good.
It isn't even a track anymore. Just a faint scrawl among the gibbers and the sand. Hang on to your chin straps, Lightning.
Yeah, this fella hang on with every blurry thing. How much further you reckon to Kendi are?
How the hell should I know? One thing's for sure. Nobody could live for long out here without shade and water.
Blast!
What do you stop him for?
What do you think? The damn radiator's boiling like a crazy kettle. This calls for emergency action before the whole blasted engine seizes up. Come on now, boy. Get cracking. We've work to do.
That's no good, Letty. She still won't start.
At least the wind's dropped, Tasman.
Yeah.
It's better like this, sitting in the truck. Cooler.
Not cool enough yet for the engine. But the sun's dying.
Like a great red eye.
In a sea of blood. Letty, it's time to drink now.
I'm not thirsty.
Remember the arrangement. One taste every hour. The water bag's on your side. Get it.
Yes, Desmond. Now, you have what's left.
No. Turn about.
You need it more. All that walking around. The dry sweat's caked on you, Tasman.
Wasted sweat. The wire was limp in my hands. No water down there, Letty. No water maybe for 100 miles down.
You tried. That's the main thing. Maybe they did hear you. The last time you tried the radio.
I thought I heard a voice. But the batteries were dying. It seemed like a voice. Called and called till the set went dead. Now, drink up.
Very well. That was nice. Your turn.
There's still some left.
Then finish it.
It's lukewarm. It tastes at the bottom of the bag, but it's water. It's for you, Letty.
Tasman.
Take it.
Very well. That was nice. I think I'll have a little rest. Sleep a while.
No. Try not to go to sleep, Letty. We must keep awake. We'll talk.
Yes, Tasman. You're a fine talker. Could listen all day.
I'll tell you a story. It's about a man we'll call, well, let's call him Tasman.
That's nice.
This Tasman, he had a great opinion of himself. He'd been to university, you see, and even written books. Oh, he was a very clever fella.
Go on, Tasman. Tell me.
It was during his best days when he met a girl. A very nice girl indeed. And her name was Marty. But she was silly because she believed that Tasman was a really great man. She sat at his feet. She drank in everything he told her. Then he realized she was in love with him. And he didn't take her seriously enough, and so he left her and went away. He was a fool, Letty. Letty? Oh, never mind. He was a fool. And so, in a way, was Marty. To make such a terrible mistake about a worthless man. A man like him. Like me.
You outside, Marty? Marty?
Yes, Adam. I'm here.
I wondered where you'd got to. You know, Marty, there's nothing to be seen out there but the friendly light of Nolan's pub and a lot of stars.
Have you been on the transceiver again?
Yes, but I wasn't able to raise Mike. He must be still outside radio range.
But we were able to raise Shannon Wells.
Oh, yes, but they've heard nothing since they had that faint radio signal from Tasman on the Kandahar track.
Oh, Adam.
They sent out a search party hours ago, but there's a lot of miles between Shannon Wells and Kandahar.
A lot of desert. Adam, what makes a man like Tasman Blackett defy the gods?
Pride, perhaps?
I suppose some would call it arrogance. Yet, you know, at heart, he's a very modest man.
Did you love him, Marty?
Yes. Yes, I did. I was very young, very impressionable. But Tasman was a bird of passage. Now it seems he's flown too far, too close to the sun.
Like Icarus. Well, maybe you're right. But there's something, you know, to be said for flying high. Hello, someone coming.
The lights are flicking on and off. It must be Michael.
By golly, yes, and about time, too.
Well, wait for me. Wait for me.
All right, everybody out. Lightning, give Letty a hand.
Letty? Hey, Mike, you found them. You found our swaggies.
Hello, Adam. Yeah, Letty's safe, but the old man died up the track. If it hadn't been for Tasman, Letty would have died, too.
Tasman!
Hello, Marty.
Shine your light over here, Lightning.
Okay, Sergeant Bus. Missus, can you walk him?
Yes. Yes, I can always walk. Isn't that right, Sergeant?
I'd say that's very right, Letty. Marty, take her. Help her to the steps.
Yes, of course. Come along, Letty.
And if you don't mind, Marty, I'll help her, too. In a funny sort of way, Letty and I have become inseparable.
That's right. We went through a lot together, one way and another, Miss...
I'm Marty.
Marty. Now, that's funny. I seem to remember. I heard that name before. Marty.
You heard it in a dream, Letty. And now the dream's gone. Right, Marty?
Oh, dreams are pretty thin stuff, Tasman, when you have a busy everyday world to live in. Now, everybody up to the house. I'll have the kettle on in no time at all. That's right, Letty. You hang on to me. And, Tasman, don't try to do too much. Goodness me, you don't have to prove anything anymore. Mike will help you up the steps. And, Adam, hadn't you better run ahead and radio the good news to Shannon Wells? Our birds of passage are safe.
That was episode 26 of Overland Patrol by Anthony Scott Veitch and Maurice Travers. Production for the BBC was by John Fawcett Wilson.